Coach's Insight programs one final time here on CARE Radio. We're now joined by Morehill Mounts Academy football coach. That is Zach Fredrickson. It's brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, close out the regular season last week at home against Troy. Trojans get out to a quick lead and really don't look back. 48-6, the final score. Take us back to that one last week, and what'd you take away from that ball game against the Trojans?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough one for us. It started out rough. You know, we let off an opening kick return. You know, a couple big plays, and before we knew it, we were in the hole pretty good and just trying to play catch up the rest of the night. And, you know, I thought we adjusted better as the game went on, kind of limited them a little bit in the second half. But, you know, we saw some good things and saw some young guys do some techniques and things that we've been working on all year. So there's still some positives out of it.
How do you just kind of assess the season as a whole? I know it's been tough. You got two wins. You know, you go back to week three against Maranatha, which was a 54-6 win. And then 2 weeks ago, you took care of Horton on the road, 34-20. And then last week, of course, we're just talking about the loss to Troy to end the regular season. But you guys don't make the playoffs. I know it's been kind of an up-and-down campaign, a lot of guys battling some injuries, some games, you know, lower on numbers than maybe some others. But how do you just kind of assess 2025 as a whole?
Yeah, it was a year of, you know, many different adversities, I guess you'd say. You know, our numbers were very low at certain times, you know, missing some key dudes and, kind of a bruiser of a schedule at parts and different things like that. So just seeing our guys and how they adapt to adversity, you know, I think they did a really good job. I know we didn't get the outcomes we were looking for this year, but there's still a lot to look back on and appreciate with our players.
Talk about the senior class a little bit, a few of those players, just kind of what they've meant this season and kind of helping this younger core, the underclassmen who are going to be around for the next 2 or 3 years, just kind of the tip of the cap to the senior class and what they've meant to the program.
Yeah, you know, they started when I did. You know, they were freshmen when I took over as a head coach. And, you know, we've seen a lot. We've played a lot of games. You know, they were all playing as freshmen and sophomores, so they got a lot of experience early on and, you know, helped us get through that 0-9 year and then kind of build off of it into a 4-5 year and then, you know, right now currently with 2 wins. So, you know, they've been a lot. They've kind of helped instill some things into our program and, you know, they're good role models for our younger guys. You know, I think they've done a good job and done the right thing.
Yeah,
so, good
yeah.
Role models.
Yeah, and then the underclassmen. I know a lot of underclassmen have had to see some time on the field this season, not just injuries, but just numbers, allowing maybe a freshman or sophomore or two, you know, to get some good quality minutes. You know, in terms of just next year, year after, just kind of the future of the program, who are some of these underclassmen that people should be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, you know, I think we have a pretty good freshman class. You know, there's only four of them, but they're pretty good players for us. Our quarterback, Zayden Harper, he's a freshman. You know, his development throughout the year has been pretty good. He's starting to understand it and kind of read the varsity level better. He's been playing a lot better, so he's one. And then John Parker, he's a freshman as well. He plays some running back, receiver, and linebacker. And, you know, I think he's probably one of our better tacklers. So in that group, you know, got some pretty good players. I have one sophomore currently, no lineman, and then junior class is kind of the bulk of our roster. So we should be returning quite a bit of starters next year, and, you know, we're pretty excited about that. A lot of guys up front, so some good things to look forward to.
All right, well, you guys get a Week 9 non-playoff game to just kind of tip the cap here to 2025. You go to Valley Falls, of course, a Northeast Kansas League opponent, but you did not see the Dragons, you know, these last couple of seasons. What can you tell us about Valley Falls and just kind of the expectations for this week 9 non-playoff game here on Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, I think Wyatt over there does a real good job. They looked well coached on film. They play hard on defense for sure. You know, they've been pretty competitive throughout the year, regardless of what their win total is. They played some pretty tight games, you know, limited some pretty good teams on points. So, you know, they do a lot of things right. And so, you know, just goes back to the basics this week with what our team can do and just try to execute.
Is this a moment, you know, in this game, non-playoff game, last one, you know, maybe kind of opening things up a little bit? Is this where we see the double reverse pass or the toss pass or the all out? I mean, is this where you just kind of have fun a little bit? I mean, just kind of let loose and let the players play? Is this kind of how you kind of look at it going into this matchup?
Yeah, you know, you still want to do what you want to do, right? You want to run your system. But, yeah, you might throw in some stuff that, you know, you might not normally run, or maybe a trick play, or maybe try to get a senior the ball or something. So, you know, there are some snippets of that that I think that goes into this game. You definitely want it to be a fun game and a memorable game for your seniors. So, yeah, I think there's a mix. But, you know, you don't want to sway too far away from, you know, your scheme and systems and what you try to do. But, yeah, we might throw in some wrinkles. We'll know tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. Give us some keys, expectations. What is it going to take to close out the season with a victory?
Yeah, we just need to play some better defense, get our alignment right. That's kind of been our issue this year, is getting out of alignment. And then on offense, we just need to execute a little better, pick up a couple more of those blocks that make the difference. So, just the little things. That's what we're looking for as a staff.
There it is. Moorhill Mounts Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson after the loss to Troy to close out the regular season. A Week 9 non-playoff game Thursday night. Northeast Kansas League opponent. They'll be at Valley Falls, 6:30 for that kickoff time on Thursday night. Coach, thanks again for all the time throughout the season. Good luck at Valley Falls, and we really appreciate your time.
Yep, thanks, Brandon.